So look, we've been banging on all afternoon, haven't I, about the fact that there was some record-breaking sport from a Greater Manchester team last night. It wasn't football, wasn't rugby, it was in fact the ice hockey, because Manchester Storm played on the road against Edinburgh Capitals. I can't believe this. There was 22 goals, 22 scored during the game. Fortunately, more by Manchester Steam. Let's go, Storm, let's go. Now, the final score was 13 to Storm, 9 to the Capitals, and Radio Manchester's Claire Freeman follows the team, provides post-match interviews for the BBC. Now, number one, I'm completely gutted. I wasn't there on Saturday because they won Saturday as well. And I was all set to go until something very boring and pedestrian happened at home and I couldn't go. And at the last minute, I was like, oh, I can't go. And they ruddy won on Saturday.
I know.
And then yesterday was hilarious. What's going on?
Well, the team have actually got four wins in a row now. They've had their second four-point weekend. Saturday at the Altrincham Ice rink, Manchester Storm beat Dundee Stars 5-2. So that was great. But yesterday, I didn't take the trip up to Edinburgh. Several Storm fans did. They drove all the way up from Manchester. And, you know, I was watching on the webcast and I normally kind of jot down all the goals. Yeah. And it just kept going and going and going. And, you know, and there were plenty of penalties at start. As ice hockey kind of is, you kind of have, you know, a few little handbags, we call them. You know, they can have a bit of a scuffle. There was a couple of them. There wasn't a big kind of fight, but there was that on Saturday in Altrincham. But just absolutely incredible. So they're kind of doing all kinds of records here. I mean, normally it's kind of like you wouldn't get double figures on an ice hockey score. That's pretty rare.
Maybe two or three apiece, something like that, is a good score.
Exactly. Now, what's quite interesting is that there's been quite a divide about this kind of record-breaking score. And that some people describe it as great entertainment and other people are kind of saying, actually, it's an embarrassment. And what the background to this is, during the game, both backup netminders were called up to play during the game for Edinburgh and for Manchester.
Right.
Both haven't got as much experience as the main goaltenders, and it did kind of show. I mean, what we were really excited, watching for Manchester Storm, that it was a debut for the backup netminder for Storm, Steve Wilcock. He's from Blackburn, actually. Mm. There's quite a few smaller ice hockey teams around here. And he made his debut, but it didn't go his way. You know, when he entered the ice, the team were 10-4 up for Storm, and 8 minutes later that turned to 11-9, so there were five goals that went past him in 8 minutes. And you know, to be fair, the other backup netminder didn't have a great game either. But just absolutely incredible. And you know, and the fact that Manchester Storm have got these four wins in a row and they've getting these kind of 4-point weekends back to back is phenomenal for a team that technically only really started up this season. I mean, people will remember Manchester Storm
back in the old,
in the 9X, as it used to be called. But this really has been a team that has just started pretty much set up from last July. And so to get, you know, this kind of achievement, the main thing they've got to do, Sam, right, and this is where we need, you know, we need to all get together now and, like, get our support behind Manchester Storm, is that next weekend they've got these two crucial games against Brayhead Clan, who are from Glasgow.
I saw them play them and they lost. I was gutted.
Yeah, there's not been a win there against Brayhead Clan for Manchester Storm. But in order to qualify for the playoffs, Manchester have to make eighth place in the league. There's 10 teams. They're currently ninth. They're 3 points behind the team that are eighth, which is Coventry Blaze. And Coventry Blaze do have three games in hand.
Okay,
so every single point counts for Manchester Storm if they want to make the playoffs. So that's why this weekend, the home game is Saturday, actually. I think face-off is 6:30. And then Sunday, Manchester go up to Glasgow and they play the away game for the doubleheader. So, don't know, it's going to be quite tight. And there's a new signing as well. So, you know, Manchester have changed their lineup in the past week. They let go Matt Carrier, who was considered as one of the top goal scorers in the team. And because they can only have 13 imports in the team, and swapped him for a guy called Derek Rail. Ironically, Derek's come over the pond from Indianapolis, but previously, his previous season was playing for Brayhead Clan.
Oh, really?
His debut
is against his old crew.
And there we go. And I'm going to interview Derek tomorrow, actually. So if you want to hear that interview, you can follow at BBC Manx Sports on Twitter. And I'll put that up on the audioboom.com/BBC Manchester Sports for you to listen to.
The thing is, he's going to know their weaknesses because he used to play for them. That's something to consider, you would hope.
Well, you know, he was playing it cool because he was standing, you know, watching the game on Saturday. He was there, they're just sorting paperwork out. So he wanted to kind of sample what it was like to watch the game with the fans. And he played it very cool about that, actually. I must say, though, you do get to meet a lot of the players after the games, you see. And he was very dapper in his dress sense. You would like this, Sam.
Good.
He had a flat cap on.
Yeah.
He had quite a tidy beard.
Yes.
And a lovely waistcoat and a full suit.
I approve. I approve of that new player. I'm very pleased indeed. Who's your favourite player?
I can't say that.
You can tell me when the microphone's down.
Yeah.
My daughter, Patrick, number 41.
81. Patrick
Falchuk. 81. Yeah. Absolutely loves him. Obsessed with him. I did say that to the coach, Neil, actually, and he went, oh, is it your daughter or your favourite? And I went, no, genuinely has. Genuinely has. He's quite handsome, apparently. I didn't see through the helmet.
He's also a very good player.
Yeah. No, he is. And he does. He does score loads. So it is a great family game down there. You know, my girl's loving to go. Unfortunately, the last three times I've been, they've lost. I'm starting to think I'm a curse.
All right, don't come this weekend then, Sam.
Oh, no, I really wanted to. I wanted to come on Saturday. I might come and wear like a fake moustache. And then no one will know it's me.
Well, tell you what, we'll get you to be Lightning Jack, the mascot. You know, what we're going to do after the second period is we get the mascot into the middle of the ice and all the kids do this chucker-puck thing. You can stand wearing the mascot outfit in the middle and all the kids will throw the pucks at you.
I'm quite up for that. Actually, I'd quite enjoy it. That'll be quite good. Thank you very much, Claire. So wait and see. Manchester Storm will find out if they're going to make these playoffs. Big, big game for them. Well, a couple of games for them then this weekend. And if you do go to Altrincham Ice Rink at the weekend, then don't throw your pucks too hard at the mask. It's not going to be me inside. Of course it's not. But it would be completely hilarious if you've ever been a mascot for a game. Quite like it. He's got a dapper look he's got going on.